critical thinking is the most important skill you can have when you're living in a world that seems to have lost its mind. Everyone out there is trying to tell you what to think. I want to teach you how to think. In every episode, I'm exposing the logical fallacies being used by advertisers, politicians, influencers, news outlets, social media memes, and maybe even your own best friend. Warning, listening to this podcast will cause you to see bad thinking everywhere. Welcome to the Filter Through a Brain Cell podcast. Hey, what's up, thinkers? Welcome back to the Filter Through a Brain Cell podcast, where you hopefully get a little smarter every time you listen. I am Kathy Gibbons, and let's start off by doing a quick review of a fallacy we covered earlier this season, the argument to the future fallacy. Okay, do you want to hit pause real quick and see if you can remember what the argument to the future fallacy is? All right, so the argument to the future fallacy happens when someone tries to get you to accept a certain conclusion by saying that future evidence will support it, even though there's no evidence to support it now. So the question to ask yourself if someone is appealing to the future like that is really simple. Do you have any real evidence to back up your claim? All right, if you want to review or learn more about this fallacy, go back and check out episode 155. Guys, if you are a parent like me, your hope is that your children will grow up to develop an unshakable faith, to be followers of Christ, to live out his call in their lives in a way that glorifies God. But you also know that our kids live in a world that make it really challenging to follow Christ. Did you know that the newest research shows that only 2% of Gen Z holds a biblical worldview? Well, your teen does not have to be part of that statistic. You and I know the power and the importance of passing a strong biblical worldview onto our kids. That's why I am super excited to introduce you to Summit Ministries. At Summit Student Conferences, your teen will learn to build a solid foundation rooted in a biblical perspective. During their two-week conferences, students tackle really complex issues head-on. Your teen will be guided personally by top Christian thinkers and apologists who will illuminate the truth of our faith. My own daughter is attending this summer, and I cannot wait to hear about her experience. Your teen will cultivate a deep understanding of their beliefs, and they'll also get to enjoy some really fun adventures while they're there. They're going to develop friendships with like-minded teens who share their passion for God. So in short, Summit builds faith that lasts a lifetime. So if you have a teen between 16 and 22, consider sending them to Summit for 2 weeks this summer in either Georgia or Colorado. And if you register before March 31st, you can lock in not only the early bird rate with a $200 discount, but you can also save an additional $200 using the exclusive promo code BRAINCELL24. All right, if you want to learn more, go to summit.org/BRAINCELL. Okay, guys, let's dive into today's new fallacy, the just-in-case fallacy. The just-in-case fallacy happens when someone tries to get you to do something based on an extremely rare potential outcome that they don't have any real proof is going to happen. So this fallacy could also be called the better safe than sorry fallacy. So here's a simple example. Let's say your cousin Landon is trying to convince you that you should always carry a raincoat with you everywhere you go, even on sunny days. He says, dude, you need that raincoat just in case it starts pouring. You don't want to get wet because you'd have to spend the entire rest of the day soaking wet with soggy socks. Okay, now, is there anything wrong with carrying a raincoat? No, there's not. But for Landon to try to convince you to carry one on sunny days just in case it rains feels a little extreme. But the real clincher is in the reasoning that he gives, soggy socks. Usually, when someone is committing the just-in-case fallacy, the reasoning they give for whatever they're trying to get you to do is over-exaggerated or very unlikely to happen. Here's another example. If I were to tell my daughter that she needs to wear a helmet when she's playing Monopoly with her cousins just in case she gets overexcited and falls off her chair and hits her head on the floor, okay, you can clearly see that my reasoning for wearing the helmet is over-exaggerated. The chances of her falling off her chair and hitting her head during a game of Monopoly is so small that it's silly for me to even bring it up. Now, you may have already guessed that this just-in-case fallacy is a version of an appeal to fear. When someone commits this fallacy, they're trying to make you afraid, or they're trying to play on your fear of something happening that really is not very likely to happen. Now, a real life example of this happens when you make a purchase. So let's say you're buying a cell phone and the person selling you the phone asks if you want insurance on your phone. Now, there may not be anything wrong with that. Sometimes it could be a good idea to get insurance on your phone in case you get it wet or drop it somewhere, right? Unless they start getting strangely specific and they ask you if you want to add on coverage for lightning strikes. Just in case your cell phone happens to get left out in an open field during a thunderstorm and gets hit by lightning, you wouldn't want to have to buy a new phone if that happened, would you? Okay, you see the fallacy, guys? They're playing on the fear of a scenario that's very unlikely to happen to try to get you to pay extra money for something that you really don't need. And they're probably doing it hoping that you wouldn't notice that the cost of the insurance premiums over time might far exceed the potential cost of repairing or replacing the phone. So the question to ask yourself if you think you're facing the just-in-case fallacy is this. What are the chances of that thing really happening? Yep, super simple, right? What are the chances of that thing really happening? Okay, guys, that's it for today. Remember, when you learn how to think, you will no longer fall prey to those who are trying to tell you what they want you to think. And it all starts with asking one simple question. Is that really true? I would love to hear from you. Do you have questions about fallacies and cognitive biases? Are you now starting to see and hear them everywhere around you too? Well, send them in. They just might get featured on the podcast. You can email them to me at think@filteritthroughabraincell.com, or you can connect with me on Instagram at filteritthroughabraincell. And if you want to be notified about when new episodes come out and all the things that we're doing, go to www.filteritthroughabraincell.com and sign up to receive email updates. I would love it if you would help us on our mission to teach society how to think well. Please subscribe, leave us a review, and share this podcast